how it's to be an activist in Indonesia, for example.
I wanted to ask you this question now, how it is to be an activist, and to make also a conclusion, because we're almost out of time.
Okay.
Also to be an activist in Indonesia and to come to Brazil at this foreign international meeting, how it feels like, what are your perspective about this meeting, like to sum it up.
Okay. So, as I mentioned before, after the 1965 tragedy, the military government sort of prohibiting anything related to Marxism, communism, you know, all these things. And so, students, for example, college students grew up after 1965, they sort of being blinded and move away from the core political issues. They don't read Marx, don't read anything. And that's actually in this lacuna, then came the international NGO movements with lots of fundings from the northern countries and all this. Not all bad, but they becoming, in the words of observers from Latin America, it's this is exactly the power to moderate the people resistance, actually. So you sort of being more polite in saying no and all that. And it's going on actually until the end of the Suharto regimes. So when I returned to Indonesia for good, then my activism is kind of being not really the normal kind of activism, because people, you know, just jump wagon when this issue is coming. So everybody talk about climate change and all that, and it, according to the so it's like donor advice foundations and that's just, you know, mushrooming. So for the School of Democratic Economics, it's funny situations, because we are sort of being the strange guys, you know, at town, in the town, you know, it's we don't talk about money, we you know, keeping ourselves poor in a sense, you know, and but we work very intensely, making workshops at kampung level, and that's how it feels to you know, to engage and to get committed to this kind of struggles. And then when you ask, what's the last question? I forgot.
As a like a, to be related.
Okay. So I've been actually sort of adopting something like internationalist mindsets from the very beginning. That's why I learned and I got lots of networks of friends and colleagues in universities and otherwise in Europe, for example. Very close friends, of like-minded friends that attack directly. We say no to carbon trading. We say no to tropical forest forever facilities that's being launched now by Lula and all this. This is my cup of coffee. So coming to Brazil is also not for the first time, it's like quite many times. So it's like it's always I feel very delighted, and I said that to friends here, and because of the spirits, it's like even people relate to themselves, like we are militants or something like this. And this is something we not often here in Indonesia, and this is what makes me happy when I'm among friends here in Colombia, in Brazil, and it's Uruguay. I'm actually at the advisory boards of World Rainforest Movement in Uruguay in Montevideo, so we have biannual meetings, and so it's my walk of life, so to speak.
Thank you.